Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Well, Mayor Lightfoot is not backing down or apologizing for resisting pressure to fully reopen Chicago businesses and the lakefront faster than experts advise. An update this morning from WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Mayor Lightfoot seemed to express her own frustration when a reporter asked about Chicagoans who are upset as other states and even the rest of Illinois relax their COVID-19 restrictions before this city does.
When I find myself in the circumstance of calling the survivors of people who have died, I don't want their deaths to be in vain because we are so fixated on a moment of pleasure that can impact our city for a lifetime. And yeah, I will say the same thing that I tell my 12-year-old. I don't care what other people do. You're my kid. I am the mayor of the city.
Chicago moves forward, she says, when it's safe to do so. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
There were written daggers thrown last night by Mayor Lightfoot following a Cook County board decision to allow the locations of COVID-positive people to be given to first responders.
The measure would allow first responders in Cook County to know that the addresses they're headed to have someone there who has tested positive for the coronavirus. The addresses would be purged from the system after 60 days. Mayor Lori Lightfoot took to Twitter, saying the vote capitulates to ignorance and bigotry under the cynical guise of public safety. She said such a measure would never become law in Chicago. In fact, it's only advisory in Cook County. County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says she's disappointed in the vote. State and local health officials say first responders should go to every call as if someone there has the coronavirus. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Some breaking news from the other side of the world. A Pakistani Airlines plane has crashed near the southern port city of Karachi with more than 100 people aboard. An airline official tells the Associated Press the plane was coming from the eastern city of Lahore. We'll bring you details as we learn more.
And back home, a new COVID-19 testing station opens today in the parking lot of Rolling Meadows High School. The facility, run by the Illinois National Guard, will be open daily from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. while supplies last. Anyone who believes they need a test can get one.
Now, South Suburban Townships come up with a way to provide two of the basic needs of seniors, food and companionship during the health crisis.
The usual sit-down meals offered to seniors in Thornton Township had to be canceled due to COVID-19 restrictions. Paul Lavin, the township's director of senior services, says that's when her team set up a drive-through service where seniors can stop by 3 days a week to have meals placed in the back seats of their vehicles. Lavin says many of the seniors take advantage of the service to meet another need, companionship.
They pull over on the outer part of the parking lot. They roll down their windows and they talk to each other, all with the masks and the gloves, and it's wonderful. It's truly, truly wonderful.
Lavin says the drive-thru not only ensures seniors are getting nutritious meals several times a week, it also helps seniors who might otherwise be isolated and lonely. Jim Gooness, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Work on the Obama Presidential Center proposed for Jackson Park remains tied up in legal wrangling.
The long-running dispute pits the city and the Obama Foundation against the group Protect Our Parks over whether the center can be built on parkland and whether the city acted legally when it gave over the 19-acre site for virtually nothing. A federal appeals court heard arguments yesterday after a district court judge had dismissed the parks group's lawsuit. The argument center on whether the judge was wrong in ruling the project will serve a public function instead of what the plaintiffs allege was a land grab to benefit political interests and real estate developers. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
An unidentified man is hospitalized for evaluation after reportedly barricading himself inside a home with a crossbow last night. Police sent to the 5100 block of Northeast River Road after he allegedly pointed the crossbow at someone. The SWAT team sent to the scene, but the man taken into custody before the SWAT team arrived.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.